with candied salmon. That's the like the only salmon I think I'll eat that's like cooked. Anyways, yeah.
Have you guys ever tried the 2-bite Big Mac challenge? Have you guys ever seen that before?
No, elaborate.
I've done it with a McChicken before.
So that's different.
Because I've done McChicken in 1.5 bites.
I've done it in one bite.
Okay, can we give like the audio listeners like a... Like for an object, like
oh
the same
yeah.
Time.
So, right next to me, I have a
like a tea plate.
Yeah,
but sure, a tea plate, just a really tall tea plate.
Yeah.
No, like yeah, okay. Right. Sorry, you were talking. Continue.
Yeah, we have like say, it would say it's about the size of maybe like a regular iPhone, kind of. I don't know.
An something. iPhone.
Well, like, not the shape, but, like, size-wise, it's about, like...
Okay.
This
okay.
One my phone size, kind of, relatively.
Yeah.
Don't give me that look. And now, I think we... Because, wait, what was this top?
It was a Big Mac challenge.
Oh, right, the Big Mac challenge. And, yeah, basically, you just have to get, the Big Mac from McDonald's, dude, and...
Two bites.
Yeah,
I feel
it's
like,
pretty self-explanatory.
I feel like I missed this. Like, you guys seem very well educated on this topic. Mm-hmm. And I just, this just went, like, right over my head.
Yeah, a little fun fact about me. I used to consider as a career professional eater. So, I'm very into food.
Yeah. I mean.
I do like food.
How would you get, what are the employment, like? Like, you mean, like competitive or just, like.
Anything.
That's fair.
Wait, so I'm like wondering. So with like rock climbers, for example, they get calluses on their hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as a professional eater, has your mouth developed like any differences? Any
calluses?
Calluses in my mouth. No.
Can you get calluses on like damp?
I mean, possibly. I don't even know.
I mean, we might have to
check in with
Dr.
Sean
Google.
In 2 years.
Yeah.
And see how his career.
The update podcast coming out in 2 years.
We need an X-ray.
That's fair. I mean, I don't know. Okay. I have another thought that I'd like to share with you guys. I've been thinking, right? If every single animal was the same size, who would win in a fight?
Damn. Are we making everybody smaller or everybody bigger?
Everybody's the same size. It can be any size you want, but they're all the same.
I say we make them like human size then, just for ease.
Okay.
Of purpose.
Like a solid 5'9". Every animal is 5'9".
It's kind of short. Wait, is that how
that's
tall is
above?
Five,
yeah,
isn't
regular person is like 5'6".
5'8". Yeah. 5'8".
What?
Sure. Yeah, average is 5'8".
Actually, like shout out,
no way.
My friend Dylan, he's like a little bit on the shorter demographic, so we can use him. Like he's like five three.
We can use the short people.
5'3", Dylan. Okay, solid. So, every single animal is 5'3".
All right.
How are we approaching this?
Well, can I ask one question just to make a little deaf? You know how, like, animals have superpowers? Like, in a way, like, you know, like, some bugs can, like, spit acid to help defend mm-hmm. off prey or whatever?
Yeah.
And some of their, like, damage or whatever wouldn't do much to us, like, as humans because they're so small or whatever. But say in this scenario, would all the damage be, like, do with the same equalness, like, for the fight purposes?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to say, like, armadillo. Because think about it. We have a giant armadillo. It's mm-hmm. hard-shelled. It's like a giant jawbreaker. No one's biting through that.
What about,
also,
like...
Yeah, but if you wanted to, you could also just turn it into a Sonic the Hedgehog. Just, like, go... It rolls up into a ball and it just... Could turn in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what about like a spider though? Because you could just like wrap it up and then it can't move anymore. And then.
But doesn't the spider do the wrapping?
Yeah.
With the cobwebs. So wouldn't.
Cobwebs are.
It be wrapping us?
Wouldn't it be wrapping dust?
Us. Like it would be wrapping the enemies. Think about it like that.
Yeah, it would. Oh. So that's what I'm saying. It would be the armadillo. And then it would look like that thing in the Emperor's New Groove when they serve it like that's what it would be.
Yo, what do you think, Evan?
I think that armadillo is a pretty good pick. You know, they got the shell, they got the armor. Mm-hmm. Another underrated pick could be like a tortoise.
Yeah.
So you got
a tortoise. They
you
could
guys
be
just keep going to like the least threatening animals. And I want
to
know what you're
thinking.
Like
the best offense is the best defense.
I don't think.
Elaborate right now.
Like I'm saying, like they're not if they're just like hiding out in their shell while everybody else is fighting, then they're gonna be good.
Well, I personally think that we have to go back to, like, the animal kingdom tree of predators, and at the end of the day, because there's always going to be, say, with the spider that can take over, like, the birds or the armadillo, there's going to be, like, a bird that can fly down, like, peck it up or whatever, like, just like humans.
But that's they're all true. The same size, though.
That is true.
Would they be the same weight? No, they wouldn't be the same weight. No, I figured that one out. I apologize for that one. What was that? Okay. What about, like, water bears? Have you guys heard of water bears?
No.
They're, like, the really microscopic.
Are they really ugly, too? I think
Yes.
And they're fire-resistant. They can live underwater. Jeez. They're, like,
they're
ice,
over,
everything.
Like, 1,000 years old.
They're so old, and they're so indestructible. But they don't have, like, they can't attack. But I feel like they can withstand a lot,
because
you know?
They've been proven to be able to survive in space with, nothing.
Like Superman.
Which is crazy. Superman, what about it? Superman is not part of our animal kingdom.
They are yet. Like Superman as well.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sorry. I thought you were adding him into the...
That's
awesome. We'll add Batman next. I feel like he'd be a great...
addition. You could add a bat.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Not a Batman. Just the man, yeah.
I mean...
Gotta keep them separate.
They could team up. Do a team up.
That's why they did Batman, but now we don't have that anymore. Okay, Sean, you said your part. I think that's pretty cool. Yeah.
And what I think is even cooler is the next song we have up, Mackerel Jackson by Makami. He's a very secretive artist. He works in Atlanta, and he does not give no performances. His albums cost like $3,000 a pop, and I'm going to go ahead and play one of his most popular songs.
That was a smooth transition.
We need the albums to be lowered.
What?
The price.
Yeah, that's true.
You also can't find any of his lyrics
anywhere.
Ever.
He takes all of
them
down.
He's so secretive.
So secretive.
Frank Ocean Plus.
All right, we're going to go ahead with the song.
Conductor.
Honestly, we're out of gas.
Bingo, to get rich, switch the lingo. Zotown, Chauncey, 10 mil off the single. Not like the rest of these bums, multilingual. Thought she was the best on the drums, meet Ringo. Time to separate the L's from Kris Kringle. The buses from the Charlie Browns and the Dinkos. New leader, you boo eager. But I only mess with true divas, Lou Peters. You need a proofreader. Whole team pulling up in mink coats. Links looking like the water in my sink froze. Still got them Andre Kirilenkos. My homie brought a choppy just to iron out the wrinkles. This next one gonna cost you bankrolls. Next take my hemi sliding on flamenco or calypso. Maybe you should tiptoe. Let it clip go. Flip you like crypto. Get my bro fashion show at least a runway. We stay fresh like every day is Easter Gun Day.
Mackerel Jackson by Makami, and you're listening to 90.1 FM CJSF, and this is Golf Radio. Up next for you guys, we have Joyce Rice with Losing.
Bounce back, gotta try again.
That was Joy Rice with Losin'. And up next, we have Ghost featuring, we got Earl Sweatshirt with Ghost featuring Navy Blue.
See you creeping, or what else you need to know? Truancy was when I left, when I was needed most. Go loose, I learned to see the ropes. I need a spot where I can see the coast. Nah, I weed a lot, I keep my demons close. Nah, I pre the plot, you never see me ghost.
See me ghost. And 4 years later, know I got better. Praise to my God and armor all metal. Iron sword, know my spirit's gon' get on her. I know my pops guilty cause he left him. Awards, blessings, honorary cloak. And sacred Yoruba is what he spoke. I pray I say goodbye, but no I won't. I bet you, cause if he live, he be a vegetable. Know he next to go, had to show love. We had grown apart, can't dwell on what it was. Singing from my heart, pull on my ears a dove.
Nah, true indeed, you never see the scope. Every which way do we go? Really nothing, this ain't seen before. True indeed. True indeed, true indeed. I see it creeping, or what else you need to know? Truancy was when I left, when I was needed most. Go loose, I learned to see the ropes. I need a spot where I can see the coast. Nah, I weed a lot, I keep my demons close. Nah, I pre the plot, you never see me ghost.
You see me ghost.
That was Ghost by Earl Sweatshirt featuring Navy Blue. Next up we have The Night Song by Raven Lanae.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna do it like this. Just rock with me now. Stay, yeah. I don't really care what you
That was The Night Song by Raven Lynae. And we got a segment.
Yeah. I have more questions for you guys. Well, not questions.
And we have more answers.
Okay. Do you guys have, like, a fake business plan idea? Like, have you guys ever sat down and thought about this? Because I have. But I'll let you guys go first, if you have any.
Oh. I have a good one. Mm-hmm. Feet Finder, right?
Mm-hmm. Doesn't that already exist?
But here's the thing, right? No one wants their feet on the air, right? So what I'm thinking, what I'm proposing, is we use AI instead.
Ooh. You want, you're going to make AI foot generator. That's...
Now you don't got to pay.
So you like
okay.
feet.
Okay. Anybody else have an idea?
I would start like a little like tropical like drink shop in like Cancun or something.
Okay. Okay. We mess with that. Anything like weird that's not Aiden's?
I don't think I can say it on air.
Okay. I have one. And it's a genius, and I'm gonna make so much money one day. What I have, it's called Yogurt Farm. And basically, you guys can laugh at this because it's a very unserious
that's a good,
idea.
That's a good name, though.
But thank you.
Mine was unserious, too, to
be
clear. Mine was
unserious. Farm the yogurt?
No. Anyways, so I came up with this about 2 years ago. Shout out Jessie because she had to endure me talking about this for 2 years, and she was okay. there when I made it. But basically, what Yogurt Farm is, right? Big companies, they always like to throw out food, right?
That's yep.
And so much food is being wasted. Mm-hmm. Milk is used in yogurt.
Correct.
To make yogurt, you need milk. You need to ferment milk. Fermented okay. milk is yogurt. That's clear for everybody.
Correct.
But what happens when yogurt expires?
You make new yogurt.
It ferments. You get double yogurt. More yogurt per yogurt. But it's just expired yogurt.
Have you right? seen, speaking off that, so like have you guys squared? Seen the infinite
yeah,
yogurt
milk
glitch?
Diminished.
The infinite yogurt glitch. What do you mean?
So basically, once you're like at the end of a bottle or a tub of yogurt, mm-hmm. you take the last little scoop out, you put it into a bowl with some milk, and it'll help ferment the rest of it. And at the end of the, like, by a month or, I don't know what the time frame is, but eventually, if you just leave it in the fridge, stirring it every now and again, it'll turn into just a new, bigger batch of yogurt.
Dang.
And then you can just reuse that process over and over again with, like, the little bit from that yogurt, and you can have...
Like sourdough.
Yeah, it's like sourdough starter or whatever, something like that.
Why is all of the things that... I feel like we're too normal about sourdough starter. Like, that's alive... Like, we just keep that, like, alive in the fridge, and we feed it, and I feel like that's too normal. We need to make that more weird. If you have
to
sourdough
be fair,
starter,
though,
I'm not.
Sourdough is goddamn delicious.
That's
like,
true.
So delicious.
But it's alive. Like, yeast shouldn't, sourdough starter should be alive. Yeast shouldn't be alive. Like, it's just, it's weird that we're baking things, like, real. Anyways, back to my initial thought, right? So you get all the yogurt, right? You get a warehouse. You get anybody, just volunteers. You pay them volunteer hours so they're getting, like, working towards their graduation.
Yeah.
And you just get them
free labor
to just, I don't know, like, stir it process, whatever you do with the yogurt, right?
Yeah.
To just make more yogurt. Then you sell that. But you're not actually wasting any money. And people will like it because it's just more yogurt per yogurt. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the square footage is, like, doubled.
The square footage of yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
That should be a new unit of measurement.
It's actually my new EP coming out. Square footage of yogurt. That's a joke. Ooh. Legal reasons. But anyways, that's my business idea. If anybody would like to join in on me on that, let me know.
We can go on a Shark Tank.
Shark Tank. We really
we
should.
Could Shark Tank this. Mm-hmm. Kevin O'Leary, come on.
Yeah, come to CGSF.
9.1
9.1
FM. I got another question for you guys. If you're like on a deserted, stranded island, nobody's there but you and your homie, okay?
Okay.
Now, it's been like 5 days.
He looks tasty, so I mean.
I am not done. right, yeah, so you have that. And then your homie, like, I don't know, got like a cut on his leg because he's not doing very good. But would you eat your homie if there was like a better like a 25% chance of you surviving, like if you ate them and you would like stay alive long enough to be rescued?
But here's the thing, what did he get cut by?
Like glass.
Cuz then okay, listen, let's assume it's rusted, right? What if he gets sepsis? The food's gone bad.
But
in this scenario,
it's sepsis or sand.
Mm.
And me personally, sepsis is a little bit tastier than sand. I'm gonna have to go with that.
I agree. From my perspective, sepsis is tastier than sand. Mm-hmm. For one,
from personal experience.
From personal experience and just remembering all of the good times sepsis. I had with sepsis.
You know, it's one thing that I'm thinking of. I know this is unrelated, but what would be like your last meal if you could have one?
Not
sepsis.
No, that's
kind of related. I'd say last meal. I'd try to use, this kind of sounds like a joke, but it's kind of serious. I'd try to be like the, use it as a get out of jail free card kind of thing, but be like, yo, I'd like to eat the, my executioner, so it, no one can execute me if I've already eaten. Yes. Mm. Like, you know what I mean, though? Like,
there's more than one.
No. And then because they have to redo it, like, every time, and then we'll ask for a new last meal because they have to rearrange the date, and then my new next meal will be the next guy who tries to kill me.
I mean, is it really that hard? Like,
and at that point, injecting. I just turned into Jeffrey Dahmer. Oh.
I think my last meal would be Birria Tacos, because I really mess with Birria Tacos. There used to be a really good truck. It used to come to Vancouver, actually. Now it's only on Vancouver Island. I don't know what it's called, but it's just red. If you guys have ever seen that, just go towards the light. It's really beautiful. Yeah, but it's just, I don't know, it's really good. Mine would have to be Birria Tacos. Evan, Aiden, what about you guys?
I think I would just do an easy Chipotle bowl, extra brisket, and I like to put like quadruple corn. Mm-hmm. And
corn, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Corn is good. Sweet. Corn is one of my favorite, what's it called?
Foods?
No, like, but as a vegetable, or is it a
vegetable?
Is it a fruit or a vegetable? I forget.
Vegetable.
I feel like it was like a starch. For some reason, why did I think it was a starch?
I don't know. I don't.
I'm thinking
like, I can help you with that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, vegetable. Anyways, continuing.
Yeah, Evan actually told me how to get a Chipotle order. I don't agree with his take on chicken instead of brisket. I still think the brisket is the best.
Brisket
but
is better
I would
than chicken.
Make sure double beans, double rice, no cheese.
That's wrong.
You need
double,
cheese.
At least triple corn. And then you got to pile on the salsa because you got the tang.
Okay. Right?
You know, I've actually never had Chipotle.
Damn.
They got like selection of meat.
Would you say...
I mean, I think that, like, I mean, there's a lot of people that haven't had Chipotle, but I think that it's all right. It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not, like, bad things on it, but you're not, like, missing out on a lot.
Yeah.
Like, it would be, like, if you didn't have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich,
like my sister
I'd be like, okay,
it.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what? There's something, we had a conversation earlier today where Evan was telling us about Evan's foods that he's eaten. And he mentioned a peanut butter cheese sandwich. Evan, you want to elaborate on that?
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't that sound delicious, guys?
No.
Really. It gave really bad heartburn. That's all I'm going to say. Like, I was having them a little too often. It was giving me too much heartburn, so I had to retire it.
You know what else gives me heartburn of joy? This next song.
Mm-hmm.
Which is by River Tiber. It is West, featuring Daniel Caesar. It's right. CGSF. Thank you for listening.
Here we go.
Showing
That was West by River Tiber. And this has been CJSF Radio. We really hope you guys have enjoyed listening.
Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. My name is Kira.
I'm Sean.
I'm Evan.
And my name is Aiden.
This has been Golf Radio. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you so much. We really appreciate
Tune
really
in next week, guys.
The fog is gone.
Yeah. The fog is gone. Yeah, we bring light, and we hope we bring light into your guys' lives and brighten up your afternoon, mm-hmm. if possible.
How did they get light if we're just talking to them?
Because it's just like positive energy.
Yeah, positive energies. Anyway, tune in next time at 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Mondays. We're always going to be here for the next foreseeable future. And,
This has been Golf Radio.
Hope you listen in.
Bye, guys.
Woo. Bye.